everybody, and welcome to our next call in the Governing Vessel Meridian. Here we are working with transforming joy and sadness. Yeah, or I think I may have misspoken there. Overexcitement and sadness. And as we work with overexcitement, that's just one of the faces of joy that would be not particularly in that natural healthy role according to Chinese medicine. That could also show up potentially in the form of like nostalgia, or it has a lot of faces. And essentially anything other than that joy that comes with a sense of calmness and stillness and easefulness is what we're working with. And usually all those other forms of joy end up tinged with a little bit of fear energy. So if we think of overexcitement, we're so excited we can't even wait till that next day to have that special event happen, whether that's a birthday or, you know, Christmas present opening when you were a little kid, or maybe a big kid, like an adult, or something along those lines. So as we work with that, we're gonna also work with sadness. And as we transform sadness into its healthy role, the two of them overall are meant to create harmony. Sadness specifically can also give rise to compassion, meaning to be at ease while you are also with suffering of yourself or others, to acknowledge the suffering and have it come from that place without going into that ugh or the heaviness, but to just simply be with it. What is it to just walk alongside somebody with empathy? You know? In that way is one of the ways we could spend a lot of time on that point. But I'm going to keep that real short and sweet and know that those are very big, broad brushstrokes as we get into these topics here. So as we're transforming all of this energy in the governing vessel meridian, looking at it through that particular lens, and I've gotten quite a bit of information from you all, either just now or in the emails. So let's see how that all comes together. Yeah. All right, gang, I'm just going to answer one quick message here and we'll be underway. Okay. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to just really arrive. And as you feel yourself settle in, perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space, and every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as you do so, taking a moment to really savor anything here that's pleasant or at the very least neutral. Pleasant or neutral. And then on that note, I'm actually going to invite you to intentionally look for something that's pleasant or neutral. You can do this outwardly or inwardly, whatever feels right for you. And as you potentially drop inwards, invitation to notice any potential areas or memories or anything else that shows up on the inside of you that's pleasant and neutral. For those of you looking outwardly, letting the gaze look up, down, all around, until you land on that thing And when you've got it, taking a moment to be with it and noticing what it is you like the most about this thing. What is it you like the most about this thing in this moment? And savoring this, drinking this in. And as you receive the nourishment, allow yourself to breathe that in just a little deeper. Maybe 1% more if it's available. And as you drink that energy right on in, to whatever extent feels comfy and cozy for you in this moment, beginning to notice the impacts and if any part of that feels pleasant and neutral, taking a moment to savor that too. What is it to be resourced? Noticing it, drinking that in. And thank you. Thank you for being here and taking the time to work in these ways together. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you to all that have made this moment possible. Your families, your ancestors, your lineages, your communities, and anyone else. And the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded this very land that has nourished all of us and all that have come before us and all that will come after us. Thank you for taking a moment just to simply be here with you, to do this work for yourself, for your world, and for all that benefits. Oh, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. And as we take a moment to scan perhaps one more time, notice anything in particular that's alive, that you're present to, that may not feel so pleasant or neutral, you're welcome to let me know or just to take a moment to notice that. And also a reminder that that thing that you found earlier, that resource, you can call it in at any time. So whenever you are working in this session or at the end or after your day ends here and carries on with the rest of your day, then invitation to take a moment just to call that in. If there's a point of overwhelm or a point of, oh, or anything else that feels just a little, perhaps too much in some way, knowing that it's here for you. Thank you for all the messages. Yeah. And as we start off today's session, we're actually heading right to Governing Vessel 16 points, which is right at the base of the skull where it joins the spine. And this can help with a lot of head stuff. And I'm going to keep that intentionally vague. So if you have, you know, pressure or you're prone to headaches or nosebleeds or things like that, Governing Vessel 16 might be at play here. And we're particularly focusing this time on it with the thought patterns, the consciousness of particularly being in the pattern of overthinking, potentially overanalyzing, Something along those lines. The thought patterns that not just overthink and overanalyze, but may even end up kind of looping and getting repetitive in some way, shape, or form. And the physical sort of response that goes along with that might end up creating a little excess inflammation here in these meridian pathways, as well as within the actual brain itself. Okay, and from here, we actually need to clear out the emotion of sadness. Interesting. Through all of this, almost like stuckness in those loops or repetitions, there's a sense of being lost and being not quite underwater, but the sense of not quite fully being here or present in some way, shape, or form. Okay. And as we release this energy of sadness, we're simultaneously looking at a pattern of feeling like there's not enough space, feeling like things are too tight or compressed or contracted. And that's hanging out particularly in the varying different blood vessels of the brain. And I can almost see them like in a little mini sort of spasm or seizure of sorts, trying to like make some elbow room. You guys ever have that? Maybe I'm dating myself in the 90s, but you know when like this is back when I was in my bar star phase of life, my 18, 19, 20, I mean 19 when it was legal, onwards, right? And the dance floor would get a little crowded sometimes, and you would just dance a little bit more openly with those elbows, and all of a sudden there was a little bit more space for you. Yeah. Maybe that was just a me thing. Don't judge. I was 19. And as we work with that, not assuming that you're judging, it's kind of like that same energy. I was just kind of like making a little space. I need some room to flow and move and groove here for these blood vessels. And as we give this a little bit of attention to support that capacity for space, we need to work with also altering the sense of time in a good way to give more time space in particular. And as we open up time space, so to the sense of there's space here in general begins to flow with that. And as we offer more time and more space, in a way, slowing things down, as has been a bit of a theme you may have noticed over the last while. It allows for the blood vessels to not have to fight for their room to get energy to flow through here and blood to flow through here alike, and passion to flow and all that carries in blood, information and wisdom alike. But also space for them to also have time to rest and be at ease. There's times when the blood is meant to be pulsing faster and quicker, and times when it's meant to be more rhythmic and peaceful and easeful. And it's almost like it got stuck in that need to fight. So as we slow this down a little bit, it begins to notice, ah, there's actually space for rest, there's space for ease, there's space for me to pause. And then we're circulating that too through those blood vessels and to the entire head brain. And then there's one particular configuration of blood vessels. It's actually, it forms a circle. That doesn't happen very often in the body. It's called, fancy name, the Circle of Willis. 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 And as we work with that, that's particular circle, a fancy word, anastomosis. We need to run a cellular repair here. Cleaning out not necessarily blockages per se, but times or, pardon me, areas, spaces where it's getting a little bit just more narrow than it needs to be, and again, creating more work for your blood and your passion to flow. And as we do this, releasing the belief system that you may have been told when you were little, don't think that way. Don't think that way. And in particular, as it relates to like gloomy, doomy type of thinking, and maybe you were stuck in like the doldrums of life, and you were told, like, ah, just pull yourself out of it, just stop thinking that way. Which, if you don't already know, that's pretty much, well, impossible to think our way out of a physiological response that's hardwired in your body for some particular reason or other. So, as we release that pattern of don't think that way, releasing any bits of guilt and shame for not being able to think your way out of times in which you were sad or maybe even overwhelmingly sad. And also releasing the pressure for not being able to do this, to just pull yourself out of it or snap out of it. As we lessen that guilt, that shame, there becomes even more time and more space available. And it's linking into house number 10 in astrology, which works with the house of career, achievement, recognition, and in particular, outward self-expression is the part that we're working with. Almost as if all that, don't do it that way, just pull yourself out of it, energy, created a suppression, a stifling of your natural expression of how it is you're meant to operate, including bits of that shame and guilt that were creating that suppression. And within that, there was that extrapolation of I'm not good enough the way that I am, so I shouldn't outwardly express this, I should hide this. So, leading now to a pattern of hiding or self-suppression. And this is also including those thoughts that you have that you think I should not share that with anyone or they might lock me up in the loony bin type of energy. And as we work with this pattern of hiding, to whatever extent it's ready to go, running an ongoing formula C tree for the next 4 days. Okay. And as we do that, also working with governing vessel 20 point that governs all of those habit patterns. And working with starting with C, circulation of all those healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, those gunk, that gunk, that waste. Again, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, and neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins. Hormones and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, and help out our body mind to heal. Okay, and then also working here with the overall balance of all things yin to yang, feminine to masculine, nourishing to protection, the list goes on, as well as hydration. Helping these cells absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Then we're following it with the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up the possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. As we work with all of this energy around the head, we're linking it all to the soles of the feet to work with the capacity to be in good relationship to that energy of nourishing on the earth below. As above, so below is the consciousness we're working with here. So as we work with this form of finding easeful flow and nourishment above, so too with the energy through the nerves, this time of the feet below. And as we lighten the load, in essence, on the top half, or the top end, the bottom of the feet. I get to move a little bit easier. It doesn't have to be such a heavy weight to carry here. And the soles of the feet, in particular, all the nerves that run here, and this is a lot of them. It's a highly innervated area. The feet are very sensitive for good reason, because they have all these nerves hanging out here. We need to run a cellular repair here, and restoring the cells back to their fullest potential of health. It's almost like there is this thin coating between the soles of the feet and the ground. I'm not talking about your socks. This is almost, it looks almost like a little piece of oil sludge. That imagery sort of came up last time too. And excuse me. The sludginess, the oil sludge, is hanging out in the Wei Qi. The Wei Qi is that protective energy layer that works with communication, synthesis, as well as protection. I just see this image now of walking on ground that was exceptionally hot and like burning the soles of your feet. And I don't mean like that time that you forgot your sandals and you stepped onto the deck and it was really hot. I mean times in which you had to walk for miles and miles and miles and didn't have proper footwear or any footwear, and the ground was scorching hot. And this isn't from a this lifetime thing, this is ancestral. And the ground potentially even like burning the feet. And yet there wasn't a choice, but you had to keep going, you had to keep walking, had to keep moving. And that oil sludge is holding that particular belief system. I have to keep going, I have to keep moving. So the energy of grounding through the feet, which is what walking can provide, got a little mixed up and it got associated with being like drained and being depleted. So as we release that layer of energy through the soles of the feet, we're going to tonify the soles of the feet. We're going to bring in stomach 36 acupuncture points, which is about 4 finger widths down the outside edge of the knee. And as we work with that, we're also unhooking excess water elements from the ankles and the feet, which is creating a sense of collapsing. And restoring here instead, bringing in the consciousness of tensegrity. Tensegrity means all the different parts can bear their fair weight and can shoulder the load to the point where it becomes quite light and easeful. Okay. So as we restore and replenish the feet in these ways, excuse me again, running the permissions. Just finding the words. It has to do with grounding. Grounding. Excuse me again. Oh my gosh. Okay, I think the frog out of my throat is completely gone. And the words here are grounding lightens the load. Grounding lightens the load. Grounding lightens my load. That's all linking now into that acupuncture point that hangs out here, kidney one, in roughly the middle of the sole of the foot. And as it releases any free radicals, any inflammation down to the earth below, which it can do a lot easier now without that sludge, it also receives grounding energy that helps to lighten the load. I just see the feet drink this energy up through that kidney meridian. And then as it gets to the knees, there's a little stickiness here. And again, there's this belief system of there is no space for me, creating almost like a collapse, in particular on the inside of the knee. And the outside of the knee gets a little overstretched and kind of soggy or boggy. in counterbalance to that over tightness in the middle of the knee or the inside of the knees. Okay, so here we're going to restore again that tensegrity through the various ligaments and tendons of the knees. And then we're going to link knees to elbows, same sides and opposite sides for reciprocals. And this is all correlating to the consciousness's flexibility and rigidity. And it's as if there's sort of two patterns at play here simultaneously. Times in which you're like way too flexible, bending over backwards, and times in which you're way too rigid, and almost in compensation for each other. And the rigidity is also working with, oh my gosh, the consciousness of anticipation that like, as soon as something new might enter your realm, there's this anticipation of like, oh, that's going to be hard or too much or overwhelming or oh, too much to do. And creating, well, in its way, excess sadness and depression. And then the overflexibility at times, getting too jazzed up, too excited about things, to the point where it's like, oh, I can do that. I'll take that on. Totally, we can do that. We can make that happen. And that overflexibility creating, again, this not so helpful counterbalance. And these two patterns, we have to resolve them simultaneously. So, to start off with, we're going to link them both into the heart, along with the planetary energy of the sun, which brings in the fullest expression of our life force available. As it lands here in the heart, I see both patterns just begin to not quite melt, but soften around the edges a little bit. Something's dissipating in a way and softening and moving out of the system. And then I see it just begin to spread through the heart meridian, which runs down, mostly down the sides of the arms through the pinky finger, as well as a little branch that goes up into the face underneath the jaw. And as we work with this, there's also a branch that goes down to the stomach, a deep internal branch. And as we work with this varying pathways of the heart meridian lighting up, it's then linking into the energy of the heart field, the electromagnetic field, which is 60 to 100 times bigger than any other energy field in our whole body. And its geometry, it forms what's called like a double torus. Looks kind of like a donut for ease. Feel free to look up double torus, TORUS, if you want a more accurate description of that. It's hard to put into words. And as I work with this donut energy, for lack of a better term, that double torus, and it's almost as if like the two parts to that torus double are carrying the two patterns within it now. And they're just circulating within this container of the heart energy fields, which is quite a bit bigger than where they were hanging out before. So as we work with them, they actually have more space to be seen and to be in turn digested. That spaciousness, that slowing down, that gave more space, gives more room for things to release, to digest. And it's happening just naturally and internally, all in its own timing, to be metabolized, to be alchemized. And we're linking that through to the digestive system tract, as well as through to the triple heater meridian, which helps digestion in its own way and also works with synchronization. And as we work with this synchronous digestion, we also are running hydration for the digestive system tract, as well as for that triple heater and all of its, well, all of its three heaters. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that right now. The treble heater works primarily for ease, very broad brushstroke, with the top with taking in, the middle burner, the middle heater with digestion, and then the lower burner with releasing, letting go. And here now, working with the permissions, Letting go gives vitality. Letting go gives vitality. And on cue, on that note, my dog is asking me to go outside, so I'm just going to open up the door and he'll get taken care of by the other human in the house. Okay, guys, forgive that brief interruption. And as we come back here, digestion, trouble heater, bringing in that hydration and supporting fluidity now, supporting flow in these ways. And as we work with this all at the same time, heading back to that flow that I was working with earlier, where the feet, that energy was rising through to the grounding energy, through to the knees. And as it moves now past the knees, it's actually going all the way up to the hips. And I just hear the words, it's safe to hold my space. It's so, pardon me, it's safe to hold my space. And it's safe to hold my ground. It's safe to hold my space. It's safe to hold my ground. And then I actually see the legs moving and walking, and as one foot steps forward, it's safe to hold my space. As the other foot steps forward, it's safe to hold my ground. The feminine left leg is with the it's safe to hold my space, and the masculine with the other side, it is safe to hold my ground, the right side. And it's as if with the movement of walking itself, creating this healthy upward spiral of energy with each step that you take, allowing the legs to move through this. The three most powerful tools we have are breath, movement, and sound. They're the ones that we were born with. So as you go throughout your day and you walk and you move and you groove, this will just continue to integrate. Continue to integrate. Beauty. And then we're linking this all right back to the hearts. And there's the energy here now of heartburn. We're going to hydrate the branch of the heart meridian that goes down to the stomach. And from here, releasing a few different memories, activations, charges that you've had. More recently, this isn't so much old times or infancy, this is more in the last little while, around in which you felt burned in a way that maybe even hurts at that heartache kind of a level. And it's led to the pattern of wanting to hang on to the good times instead of allowing those to flow through so that you can welcome even more of them. This is going to sound counterintuitive. But we're working with the permissions here. It's safe to let the good go. So that way you can be in the flow of welcoming even more. It's safe to let the good go. And as we do so, releasing the fear of having to cling to it, of having to hang on to it, for it may not come back again. And this is now linking into a time which were quite small, around when you were feeding, either being breastfed or bottle fed. Okay, and a feeling of, I'm not quite done yet, but getting interrupted. And being interrupted in wanting to like take in more, but not being seemingly allowed to, leading to the sense of almost wanting to cling to resources that arise later on in life, whether it be with food or anything else. Gotta hang on to that. Could go away. Okay, and then I hear 12 generations back on dad's side of the family lines, there is an ancestor here which was quite resilient and made it through times in which were hard, in which there was not so much around, but somehow they made it through. They made it through. And there was this energy of I'll be okay that they had because of that. And this is drawing on all those times in which you may have also faced hardship in your own lifetime and made it through, knowing I'll be okay. And as we remind your entire body mind of that energy of you know how to make it through things, you know how to be okay again. Working with the permissions, things get to work out. Things get to work out now. And linking that up into the entire head brain, in particular, those blood vessels and that circle of Willis. And then linking it into the prefrontal cortex, center of compassion, empathy, connection to higher self. And we're going to tap here, invitation to breathe. And then I hear over and over in the inner middle ear area this belief system. I just got to make it through. I just got to make it through. I just got to get through this. I just got to get through this part. And that habit, that attitude, that consciousness pattern here, creating the stage for I just got to work my way through life. Creating a little bit of sadness energy and even tied into potentially patterns of depression in this part of the ear. And as some of you may be familiar with, depression is really just a calling for a deep rest, for a deep rest. And it looks like the ears are overtaxed from having to be on guard in a way to hear danger. There's some hypervigilance trapped in the inner and middle ear alike. Okay, so as we work with this, also know that the ears process the kidney meridian. So really, really natural, because the kidney meridian works with fear in all of its faces, for the ears to hang on, excuse me, to looking out for fear. And it's almost as if every time they are right or successful in hearing something, it just validates them even more to get even more hypervigilance. Very natural and quite frankly, quite wise and smart of the ears to have created this in the first place. It's a very wise way to have kept you safe. And now that gets to, since times are different, there's other resources and tools available, that gets to settle down some. And to remind the ears that they have other resources, we're actually going to circulate all the healing resources, blood, nerve, lymph. I'll slow that down. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that again drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation. Balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And then also running hydration here. Alongside of the permissions, it's safe to hear with joy, and it's safe to hear what's joyful. And on that note, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, begin to listen to your environment and taking in any potential noises that are available that you might find really beautiful and sweet. And that even gets to include the sound of silence. That might even include memories of times in which you heard things that were pleasant or sweet. Okay, and I think your ears may really enjoy the song that I have selected for today. I already chose ahead of time. I'm high-fiving myself. It is a little bit of a longer one, but it's worth it. So just bookmarking this for the ears, that if they don't potentially hear something in their environment now, that they will in a few minutes when we get a little closer to the end. And then we're linking this all, and feel free to carry on with the ears as much or as little as you like. We're linking this all into the outer ear. It's safe to take in life. It's safe to take in life. It's safe to take in life. Now we're unhooking a bundle of belief systems that are hanging out just behind the ear. There's that bone, the mastoid process. I don't know if I can show it very well on camera, but it hangs out right about there or so. And here, running a cellular repair from mom's side of the family line, 6 generations back, on an emotional frequency of sadness, to the point where they actually felt ashamed that they couldn't move their way out of depression, and they hung their head. And the strain of that, for whatever reason, got hung up on the mastoid process. That bone just behind the ear. And there's more to this story. They were verbally insulted, admonished for this particular way of being that they couldn't seem to pull themselves out of. And then running up permissions for that ancestor and for you. You get to hold your head up high now. That's over. That's ended. You get to hold your head up high now. As we work with this, linking into the processing center for the heart, the tongue, which can take in things that are yummy and also gets to express things that are delightful. The center of giving and receiving. And as we work with the tongue in this way, linking it through to the hands as well, which are another processing center for the hearts. The palm chakras are thought to be much like the wings of the heart. So if we have the heart, it's a meridian going all the way down that pinky finger, ending close enough to that palm. The palms, in a way, become another processing center. And as we link tongue and hands together, releasing again that need to have to cling in any way, but that actually it's open to receive and express. To see, pardon me, to receive and express in particular the consciousness of harmony, of ease. What is it to settle? What is it to not settle in a bad way, but to find stillness again? Not from a place of having to hold still because of the weight of depression, but to find stillness through the celebration and the joy of getting to hold still, of getting to rest, of getting to take in life from that perspective and notice what's here. That's all linking into the eighth house, house of death and rebirth, and also regeneration, other people's money. It also works with interrelationships. So you can think of that as internal relationships or external, how it is we're relating between things. And perhaps how you're relating to things externally or internally, is ready to be reborn, ready to be rebirthed. Okay, beautiful. And we're actually tapping this all out here. Invitation to breathe. However the body mind may feel called to. Giving that all a slow deep breath and just letting that integrate for maybe even another one of those. Okay, then we're heading back to the heart. This time working with the consciousness of jealousy. Choose me is the energy here. And within it, a little bit of desperation. And then underlying that, going back a lot of generations, 28, releasing the theme of being betrayed or not being chosen and feeling like a betrayal. Held strongly within the feminine line, the maternal line. And that's held within the kidney, within the left kidney, as well as within the top of the heart. And as we work with this, having a little deja vu moment, I think we've touched on these themes previously as well, but I'm not sure how long ago it's been. And as you release this from the top of the heart and the kidney, I'm also seeing a pattern through that maternal lineage of releasing times in which there was physical abuse. Particularly around the head and the skull, quote unquote, being knocked around. And also emotional abuse, being insulted, being criticized. And that leading to a guarding of the heart and the kidneys in a way that went almost fetal for the upper body, and then the lower body going the reverse direction. I'm going almost like hypervigilant, almost like soldier energy. And that creating quite an interesting strain at the level of the spine and the diaphragm alike. Just unwinding the connective tissue holdings here while circulating all those same healing resources. I know I've mentioned them a couple times today. And as we work with that blood, the nerve, the lymph, all of those pieces, one more time. Bringing in the planetary energy of the moon and reminding this feminine line of their strength, of their power, and what it means to be a conduit so the feminine has natural access to on the emotional frequencies. Or said a little bit more simply, finding the strength and being honored for having feelings. To feel deeply gets to be a source of strength and it gets to be honored. It gets to maybe even be revered. not necessarily in our current times, and maybe not even by you as an individual at times. But just setting that stage for that pattern to be here, to be valued. And alongside of that, running the permissions of my feelings hold value. My feelings hold value. And then, interesting on that note, releasing a past life energy of being shunned for quote unquote being unstable. Okay, this looks like it's going back a fair ways, 17 generations. And the being shunned, being outcast for not being a quote unquote stable enough female or woman. There was actually a little bit of mental illness here, but also there was complicating factors in the environment, and they were really just held in circumstances that were not fair, circumstances that were unjust. The what's that expression? The decks are stacked against you, that type of thing. And they were judged harshly for something that wasn't actually quite real, although it was believable because of that seed of just a little bit of mental illness. Which, from other cultures and times and ages and stages of life, may have even been considered a blessing. May have been considered being able to access the realms of things that aren't so physical or here, but the realms of that which is unseen, the psychic realms, the subtle sensory realms. And as we release this, carrying with it a release of shame for being quote unquote different, for being able to see beyond the veil of the normal and looking a little bit deeper into the realms which are a little bit more intangible, ethereal, or beyond the normal five physical senses. Working here by linking that right back into the heart for its consciousness of acceptance. And for its consciousness of being respected. And what if that capacity to see, to sense in those ways actually got to be respected, honored, valued by you today in this moment? And if I could sum it up into a sentence, it loses it a little bit, that essence, but I respect. I value, I honor my differences, my uniqueness. Okay, beautiful. And we're tapping here, invitation to breathe. And then integrating this all with the permissions. I get to go at my pace. There's a second one. I get to go on my own terms. Pardon me. I get to take things in on my own terms. I get to go at my pace, and I get to take things in on my own terms. I get to go at my pace. And I get to take things in on my own terms. And we're linking that into the heart, the head brain, and then the gut brain. Breathing here, receiving here. we bring this in for a nice smooth landing, we're going to run switching. First with those switching reflex points or kidney 27 acupuncture points helps to cope or deal with stress and releases times of old shock. And then we're going to also link pineal to pituitary, the strongest masculine feminine balancing we have in all of body tone. Breathing, receiving, integrating. As we bring this in for a nice smooth landing, invitation to take a few slow deep breaths here. I've got a song available. It's actually a little bit of a longer one. And the name of it is called Je l'ai aimé, I love you. And it's from the album Late Night Tales, John Hopkins. And as I offer you this song, I'm going to also offer you my thanks. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being you. And thank you for bringing all of that here. Mwah. don't think I did I say it? Yeah, I did. I Love You is by Fourtets from the album Late Night Tales with John Hawkins. One of my favorites. So thank you for letting me share it with y'all. And thank you for calling this medicine in. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Till we cross paths again, my loves. Have yourself a wonderful week. And as always, if anything pops up for anybody, feel free to let me know. Because I.